This land, once known as Bures, was a marshy place. In fact, the Anglo-Saxon word used to describe our neighbouring village was benflut, meaning floating wood. In other words, it was little more than a swamp. The main activities in Bures was near where St Margaret's Church now stands. There, salt marsh lambs were bred and fish from the Thames was smoked. Most of this land belonged to Lord Godwin. However, when Harold, Godwin's son, was killed at the Battle of Hastings, the land was given to one of William the Conqueror's relatives, a William Giffard, and our village became known as Bures Giffard, and over time, Bowers Gifford. The land here was drained. It was still marshy, but good for pig farming. Several such farms were set up, including Little Charlton Hall, later known as Little Charlwooden Hall Farm. In the 1920s, the farm came into the ownership of the Westlake family, who in 1930 gave a parcel of land to Essex County Council. This became known as the Pound Lane Recreational Ground. In 1945, when Westlake Avenue was established, a further parcel of land was given, along with some fine gates at the end of the avenue. Over time, the main entrance was closed, and we now use the Pound Lane entrance. Next to the right of where the Westlake Avenue gates used to be, we are now planting a tree in remembrance of William Gallant, a Bowers Gifford man who died in the Somme in World War I. In 1998, the Pound Lane Recreational Ground was renamed Westlake Park in honour of Mrs. Hilda Westlake on her 100th birthday. If you would like to listen to the next memory, press the button twice.